The nurse will sit you down. We'll perform what we call a hematocrit. This will tell us if you have enough for us to take the 450 mils. We ask you some personal questions to assess your health status, sexual habits, travel history. Once you qualify, as in you're not in a high-risk zone, your hematocrit level's okay, then we check your pulse, we check your pressure. We have a nice, comfortable chair that we put you on, and we proceed to get you ready. We'll clean your arm, apply a tourniquet. Once we locate the vein, we'll give you the stick. The blood flows for about 7 to 10 minutes for us to get the 450 mils. At the end, we take the samples, which we'll test for HIV, hepatitis B and C, HDV1 and 2, VDR, syphilis. We apply a cotton, and you sit there for about 10-15 minutes to relax. We'll also give you a Vitamol, which helps to replace some of the fluid that you would have lost during the blood donation.
It's not everybody whose blood count is low that you're going to say, let us give them blood. Patients who are involved in a motor vehicular accident or have bleeding, these patients are candidates for blood donation. Patients who have chronic anemia, who have symptoms of the anemia. If the person has significant symptoms of their anemia or their low blood count, then at that point, you also consider them candidates for blood transfusion. And actually, requesting blood for a patient is not something that a physician takes lightly. You try to avoid it. You try to do all the other measures before. Those are really among the major things. Patients with chronic illnesses that cause their blood count to be lower than normal, those with acute issues such as bleeding, and those who have coagulation problems. Those are the main issues. And of course, surgery.